Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. I usually don't do advertisements, but Joan and I saw a powerful movie yesterday, Conclave, and it's about electing the Pope after another Pope had died. Very powerful, very many good messages in it. So I had to share that with you. What were Jesus' habits? Well, when you read Scripture, especially the Gospels, and you really look, as Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John will tell you. And one of the things we found today is that was his habit, an integral part of who he is and who he was, he went to the synagogue. He went to the synagogue. Probably, even as a little boy, his mother, Joseph and Mary, took him to synagogue. And there he heard the word of God. There he sang the psalms. There he prayed. It was an integral part of his life. And as I look out upon you, I see you too, like Jesus, find a holy habit of going to church, not on Saturday like Jesus did, but on Sunday, the day of resurrection, where you too hear God's word, where you pray, you sing the psalms, receive the holy sacrament. And this is important. You come here, and this is a different space than any place else in the world. You know, other places, you have places where you gather for another purpose. This purpose here is for us in Jesus Christ. St. Paul tells us today who we are, as Bonnie read. He said, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all of the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ." And then he says something totally remarkable. He said, "You are the body of Christ." He didn't say you're like the body of Christ. He didn't say you represent the body of Christ, although you do. He doesn't say to remind people of the body of Christ, although you should. He said, "You are the body of Christ. You are. That's who you are. That's your identity. Never forget that." Because as you read in Scripture, when we hear God's word and take it into our hearts, there are forces that try to take that from you. There are shiny objects here and there that try to distract it from you or take the word of God and twist it to make it something evil. Like in Genesis, or Adam and Eve were given God's word and there was harmony. But then the serpent came and said, "Hey, you know, did God really say that?" In a few weeks, we're going to hear of Jesus. After he was baptized, the Spirit pushes him into the desert, into the wilderness. And there, he's going to hear the words. At baptism, he heard, "You are my son with whom I'm well pleased." In the desert, he heard, "If you are the Son of God." If you are the Son of God. The temptation is there to go away from your identity, which St. Paul reminds you of right today. You must never forget who you are, whose you are. Jesus Christ is your Lord. And Paul calls you the body of Christ. Through this season of Christmas and Epiphany, we've seen who Christ is. There's a revelation, there's a manifestation being happened here. I wish we still had Bruce's manger here. I love that. The Word became flesh and a human baby. And then we heard of the Holy Spirit coming upon Jesus as a dove at his baptism. And the words are, "You are my beloved son with whom I am well pleased." Just like you heard at your baptism, "Penny, you're my beloved daughter, and Tom, you're my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased." Last week we heard that at a wonderful wedding at Cana in Galilee, and people felt that everything was hopeless and they're going to despair because the wine ran out. It was embarrassing. They felt shameful. You go to Jesus, and there's beautiful wine, the best wine at the end, and it tastes so good, and wine doesn't run out in Jesus Christ. As we take our gifts in Jesus' name and pray that Jesus bless them, the gifts are given in ways that are more wonderful than we can even imagine what Jesus can do. There's an overflow. And today, Paul drives that home. He says, yes, you are that. You are the body of Christ. You have the same spirit that Jesus Christ has, the spirit of our God. You are the body of Christ, and each one of you are members of it. Each one of you is integral to that body. You can't say, I'm just a big toe. What happened if the body didn't have a big toe? Fall over. You know, you are important. Whatever you can do, whatever gift you have, whatever joy you have in following the Lord, use it. Use it. It helps the body. Never forget who you are. St. Paul says, and in that body, and he's talking to the Corinthians, which was probably a church maybe even smaller than ours. There weren't many Christians in, you know, going to worship in those days. It was just starting. And Paul says some are apostles and prophets and teachers and miracle workers and healers and helpers and organizers, some who pray, all the different people that are there. And they're all gifted. They're all gifted. See, the church has the gifts that God has given us here, not as an accident, but to nurture those gifts and to use those gifts to let God's light shine, to show Christ, to show light in a dark world. And it starts with the body has to be strong, and then the body has to go out. And here, in fact, Kathy, you've got to put these back in the bulletin. I don't know. These are good things here. This is some things. If you want to be involved in that, letting our light get brighter here, there's the altar guild. Look how beautiful this altar is. And who do we have on that altar guild? Raise your hands. You have Bonnie. You have Marilyn. Who else? Raise your. I can't see my. Let's see. Terry, yeah. Talk to one of them if you want to help out with the altar guild. It's wonderful. Bulletin preparation. See Kathy back there? She's got to, every single Sunday, got to make a bulletin. If there's Monday, Thursday, if there's Good Friday, you know, any special, she makes those bulletins. Christmas Eve. See, it's Kathy, wait your hand. You want to help out with your bulletin? Oh, raise it high, yeah. Yeah, help out. There she is. Carolyn. Our wonderful newsletter with artists and our Don, you know, he does the Carillon, our newsletter back there that keeps us informed. And if you want to help out with that, or you have a poem, or you have a theological insight, or you have something you want to share that you were inspired by somebody, give it to Don. He always asks for these things. And if you want to be in the choir, I mean, we've got a wonderful minister of music over here, and he's very gentle. He's very gentle, very smart, but very gentle. So you can go at your own pace of grace and how you can sing. So especially Monday, Thursday, we want the tenebrae. Yeah, talk to Don. Flowers. Who's the flower girl? Flower boy. Huh? Raise your hand. I can't see you. Okay, Janet. These flowers. You want to help out with the flowers. See Janet. Also, we're going to have a wonderful feast downstairs for our annual meeting. That's Janet organizes that, and she has a lot of... Who's your helpers with Janet for that? For the food and... Who brings food? Look at that. Okay, yeah. We need helpers with that. How about lector? Somebody coming up here just like Bonnie did so beautifully today to read. Okay, who's our lector person?
Terry.
Huh? Terry. If you don't find out who needs it, it's always Terry. So talk to Terry, and she'll set you up. We need people to read the Word of God. That's so important. Ushers, when people, you come in, and people greet you and give you a bulletin. Who's doing that these days?
Terry and Jim.
Okay. You go to Terry and Jim, you're pretty safe. Yeah. Communion assistant, you know, to help out with communion. That's so important, too. Or acolyte, because we have acolytes that are young, acolytes that are old, acolytes that, you know, sometimes I am. Who's our acolyte person these days? Okay, well, we're all acolyte people. Grant, okay, we'll say Grant. Very good. Also, a property committee. I tell you, there's Larry. Raise your hand. Larry, you got Dave, you got Bruce. Okay, raise your hand if you want to help out. And you know, there's like, what was that? The shoemaker and his little elves would help out at night. And he, what was that story? Yeah. Well, we have like that for the, because sometimes I know who does the, shovels the snow. We have a lot of shoveling. Who puts the salt down? But sometimes it just kind of happens. So who's the shovelers? We got what, Dave's a shoveler and Bob's a shoveler. Speaking of Bob, you want to ring the bell. That's a great thing to do. Ring the bell to let the community know we're about to worship. To reach out to North Hills Community Outreach. Maryland, right? But you can have help. We do help by bringing the food, but helping distribute that to North Hills Community Outreach. And there's other things I forgot to mention, but these are gifts we have in our congregation to make us strong, to proclaim Christ, to be the mission of Christ, to go make disciples in Christ. And we also have guiding principles. That the main thing we do, and it's not just today, it's Monday through Saturday and Sunday, is follow the principle, follow Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. You know, it's not Trump, it's not Biden, not this or that. Jesus Christ is our Lord. Watching for God in everyone we meet, in every situation. That's why I ask for God sightings. Keep your eyes open. God is working for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. Where there's love, where there's peace, where there's good news of servant ministry, wherever, Jesus Christ is working today in the Holy Spirit. Deepen our faith to strengthen our discipleship. Prayer. Reading your Bible. We have devotionals. Take them. Read the Bible every day. You might want to join our course and get a little deeper in what it means to be a Christian. You know, those kind of things. And serving in Jesus' name. But when you serve, consciously say, Jesus is working through me. Encouraging and equipping everyone for the work of ministry. Well, I'll tell you, Mark, you had good models in your mom and dad and people in your churches. But other people, what kind of ministry you want to do? When you go as a student and you're rowing that boat to the glory of God in Jesus' name, you know, that kind of stuff. Serving gladly as the hand and voice of Christ. So not only doing good things for Christ, but your attitude, the way you do it, the love you do it in. And telling others about Jesus. You know, no matter how many times a Lutheran will tell somebody else about Jesus, there was a survey taken. Around once every 27 years. We can do better. We can do better. I mean, if you get a new car or Buffalo wins the Super Bowl or whatever, you talk about that. Talk about Jesus. Jesus, and if he's your Lord and Savior, he's important. People need to hear about Jesus. And inviting all to plan, join in God's work. Everybody. God wants everybody to be part of the new world, the new age, the new heaven and new earth the kingdom of God is bringing in right now. You know, a few years ago, you guys had a mission study with Pastor Blair Morgan. How many of you were involved with that? I know, Gary, you were involved with another. And there was three main areas. It said worship, outreach, nurture. Worship, outreach, nurture. W-O-N. One. Christ is one. And that through that we can win. Or when to do it, we change the letters around. Now. W-O-N-N-O-W. Do it now. And some things you guys mentioned and things you wanted was shorter sermons. So how are we doing? My wife would say, I'm failing at that. Okay, I get a shot. The peace should be longer. Well, I think our peace is pretty good. We've been sharing the peace. It's be longer. Simplify the services so visitors won't come and be confused and lost. Our visitors, are you confused and lost today? Okay, so we're improving. Well, do you have Lutheran background? No. Okay, well, okay. But anyhow, and I've noticed two people will go and help other people. Like, here we are in the service. You know, and sometimes it's my fault. I jump around and you know, but Don keeps keeping up with me, which is great. Better job of making visitors feel welcome. Any visitors feel welcome? Okay, so we're kind of working on that. Joyous and vibrant music. Well, you can't get more joyous and vibrant than Dawn. But one thing it says too, hymns that we can sing out. So we used to have like a hymn of the month where we'd learn a new hymn. And but then we had like a survey where people wrote down their favorite hymns. Maybe we got to do that again so people can write down what you want to hear. But you're going to hear more about this at the annual meeting. Main thing is, you are the body of Christ. Jesus Christ is your Lord. You are motivated by the Word of God, the visible Word through the sacraments and the written Word and the spoken Word and people who become the living Word. You are the body of Christ. And whatever we do as Christians, we need to begin it and end it with prayer. So let's have a prayer now. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for making us the body of Christ, part of your one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We thank you for calling us to be members of St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church, to be disciples. Help us to grow in humble service and grow as disciples, to share your good news by our words, by our behaviors, by our attitudes, and by our actions. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, Amen. In the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.